days.
13 days.
Until we move to the Rick Emerson Studios East, which apparently are coming complete with some fantastic doohickey
that Jeff McGinley won't reveal.
I don't know what it is.
Hello. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. It's 503-733-2970.
503-733-2970. Mere seconds. We are joined by Tim Riley from the Ministry of Truth. Rick, did you ever even get to asking about Sarah's misadventures in Los Angeles over the weekend? I listened to yesterday's show and all I heard was her running into Lucas Rossi. What else happened to her? What can she remember after coming out of the booze-soaked haze that she was in while down there? Sarah?
Am I texting?
Okay, well, put your thoughts together. Assemble your thoughts and we'll get it, because Dennis is going to step into the studio here in a while. Then we got to talk to Scotty. Those are the two things we got to get done today. We got to talk to Scotty, and we got to talk to Dennis. We got to talk to you about L.A. while Dennis is in here and blah, 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 blah. All right. And we should read the intercom story later again just to amuse ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your president, prophet, seer, and revelator. He's got 8 inches of news. He's Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Well, that's just a rough estimate. I'm sure the stack goes much deeper. Black ice that kills, our top story.
Black guys that kill?
Black ice.
Oh. No. I knew.
Black ice.
Just being kooky.
Well, it might happen tonight, unless you stay inside where you belong. Snow is tapering off in many areas in the metro area. There was 2 inches in town, 5 inches in the suburbs. Temperatures around the noontime hour. We're still around freezing.
2 inches in the suburbs.
One possible problem comes this afternoon. The freezing rain is possible, which means precipitation will be isolated. And I'm just reading this stuff that I know is crap.
And we're just recycling our jokes from last week now. Right.
We don't even know if this is true. People are just making this up as a...
Where is this from?
No, I'm sorry. This is from Sarah's friend, Tim, at Coin.
Oh, it's not true, though. He was wrong before, wasn't he?
No,
the Ronk was always wrong.
Oh, the Ronk was wrong. So, Tim, your friend at Coin was right about the weather?
He was very good at forecasting.
Well, he says black ice means treacherous travel.
He wasn't.
Those places are up for
it. He wasn't like... The drinking has started here, by the way, also at CBS. I bet there is drinking in the office.
There's nobody in the office to drink.
There's nobody in the office to drink.
let's bring them back
so we can drink them. Hello, I'm here to drink your tasty courage. Please remove your garments. I think we've all gone a little crazy from the snow today. It doesn't matter. We're here. We're here and we're working, unlike other people that we could mention.
If you call this work.
Seriously, it's really not. I was listening to Court and Fatboy last night, actually, and they were talking. Some guy called in. He's like talking about the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. And there was this whole exchange between Court and Fatboy and the listener where Court was like, you know, which, speaking of Corey Feldman, Court was like, you know, which Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle did Corey Feldman play? And Fatboy's like, he played Donatello, the purple one. And it was just this long pause, and then it was a whole lot of, I get paid to know that. And really, that's it, man. That's what we're here for. We're here today.
Corey Feldman played Donatello?
Didn't he play the purple one? Wasn't he the voice of Donatello, the purple turtle?
I did not know that.
Well, I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what Fatboy said. I don't really know. I'm just using it to illustrate the point that our jobs are stupid. And filled with things. Anywho, so here we are, and we want to know what you're drinking today, by the way. If you are at home or at work, we want to know what you are drinking on this snow day. Scotty's typing on the screen. I'm assembling a Mount Hood climbing expedition for this evening that includes alcohol. Here's Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth.
Well, a quick update on the traffic. I-405 southbound, the exit to I-5 Markham Bridge, and northbound, those unwanted and abandoned vehicles have been cleared. They'll be crushed and turned into little squares. I-5 northbound approach of the Markham Bridge. The ramp is closed. Traffic is being diverted to I-405. And I-5 northbound approach of the Markham Bridge. The ramp is closed. Just a minute here.
First it says it's closed.
I know. First they say it's closed, then it's open, then it's closed. Don't listen to any of this.
Who's that from?
Metro.
Thank you, Metro. Well, they're the ones who gave us the soundbite repeatedly where Sacha Baron was talking about a guy's nads over and over again. So, really, I'd like to talk about testicles for an hour. I mean, so, you know, what do you
It says here the Portland metro area has gone to chains or traction tires. required on all vehicles.
Okay.
Don't get stopped, you'll be in plenty of trouble.
Yeah.
There's a new UN Secretary General today. He's just sworn in. He says he expects to have a good working relationship with the president. His name is Ban Ki-moon.
UN and U.S. have a shared objective of promoting human rights, democracy, and freedom, and peace and security, as well as mutual prosperity.
He sounds like he's from a country that values human rights.
I'm trying to find out where he's from.
No one knows.
Well,
let's listen again.
UN and U.S. have a shared objective of promoting human rights, democracy, and freedom, and peace and security, as well as mutual prosperity.
Hey, he doesn't sound like he's going to be nearly as much fun as Kofi Annan was.
No.
Do we know where he's from? His name is Ban Ki-moon?
Yeah, Ban Ki-moon.
At least the name makes you giggle.
Is that like a shepherd moon? It's a Ban Ki-moon.
Well, the third season of the CW's Beauty and the Geek reality show is underway.
Lara watches that.
The series began by pairing eight women with eight brilliant but socially challenged men and asking them to compete on various challenges. One of the current contestants is 21-year-old Harvard student Nate. He said he didn't realize he was a geek until he was asked to do the show.
Geek was never, like, the very first word that would come to mind. Usually, like, I definitely always thought of myself as strange, though, or, like, kind of, different or on the outside or something like that.
Nate says meeting all the beauties on the show was intimidating.
At the very beginning, I kind of had the attitude, they're being nice to us now, but that's only because we're the only guys around, and if we were at a bar, none of these girls would ever come talk
to
me.
That is accurate.
But as time went on, we really started to form real friendships.
No, you didn't. And once the show is over, you'll never hear from these girls again. You will see them in public. They will pretend.
You are so mean.
It's true that you will see them in public. They will shun you and pretend that you have never known each other. You know that it's true. There is no sense in gilding the lily, Nate. All right, here's Tim Riley.
A New York lawyer is suing a leading London hotel after he and his wife were attacked by bedbugs. Cindy Blooming and his wife Cynthia are seeking several $1 million in damages from the Mandarin Orient Hotel Group in an action filed in Manhattan. The couple claim they suffered hundreds of bites that left their skin red, swollen, and itchy during a five-day stay at the Hyde Park Hotel.
Why would you stay for 5 days? Why would you stay for 5 days if you were being attacked by hundreds of bedbugs?
Mm-hmm.
How many days do you think it would take for you to decide that maybe you ought to sleep elsewhere? F them. They get nothing.
Well, maybe they gave the bugs a chance.
There ought to be to see if they could live peacefully, if they could reach a detente with the bedbugs.
But apparently, the bugs stowed away in their luggage, and now, after they got home and unpacked, they invaded their New York home.
Oh,
there's also trauma.
Just
made
like,
worse.
Just like Venezuelans.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. They were forced to fumigate their home and throw away clothing, bedding, luggage, and personal effects.
Excellent. Let's see. What have we got here? Chuck! You're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick.
Chuck.
I'm schlepping around. I came in to work today, then they sent us home, so
I was out
in Vancouver with nothing to do, so I thought, well, get on mass transit.
What kind of work do you do, sir?
I'm a utility locator.
All right, then. And so you got nothing. So are you taking the C-Tran?
I took the C-Tran up to the MAX, and I took the MAX into downtown.
The C-Tran is free today.
I got nothing to do, and I was wondering if I could come in and take some pictures of you guys, because I got a brand-new camera the company gave me.
I've been taking
pictures all the way into town.
I think Sarah has the veto power over that today because she's a woman.
Oh, stop making the decision.
No, you're not Sarah.
She may remember me. I met her at the last listener party. I bought her the Belvedere vodka.
Oh, the fancy one.
You're the decider.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
I'm saying as a woman, it seems like you ought to have the veto power.
I haven't showered today and look kind of like crap.
She doesn't want you to photograph her stink.
I took a shower yesterday evening, but I didn't do it. I haven't brushed my hair.
Today is probably not the best day to do that,
okay.
Chuck.
We'll take a rain check then.
No offense.
Definitely rain check.
No. And
we need your shower day, Sarah.
what day is the
usually
holy
on Fridays.
We try to be a show of the people, but today is probably not an ideal day because we all smell.
Oh, okay. Well,
except for Tim.
I'm wearing blue jeans.
Tim
is unbecoming for a CBS newsman.
Tim smells of knowledge and ginger. Probably another time. But, definitely, because we're only here for another 13 days, and then we're out. So sometime in the next 13 days, yes.
Okay, I will.
Get back in touch with us. We'll have you do it.
Don't have these snow days.
Thank you, Chuck.
All right, thank you, Rick.
There you go. That's Chuck. All right, here's Tim. I didn't mean to make you. No, I wasn't trying to put it on you.
You were totally trying to put it on me.
I was not. I'm saying I know that I hate the stereotype out of the blue book here, but I know that females can often be very, very self-conscious of their appearance.
No, I mean, I really don't care what I look like today. Just, you know, it's a snow day.
51% of them don't want the male species around, according to that story.
Yeah, it's true. Because they're lesbians. That's the only reason. That's the only reason.
So much.
What other explanation could there be? Come on! Just look at me! Okay.
What was that?
I don't know. I really don't know what's going on. Let's spin the wheel.
I am just an observer. I just kind of sit here and take it all in.
All right. What kind of meat will this be?
Pork chops. On top of a
burger. Here's Tim Riley.
This comes to us out of Florida.
God damn it. Now, you looked ahead. You looked ahead
why
in the pile.
What's wrong with that?
Because you're supposed to rely on your wits and your skill and your speed, and you're not supposed to.
That's what I did. My wits.
How dare you prepare?
You're not supposed to look ahead. You can't read ahead. That's like reading ahead in an Encyclopedia Brown book. It's cheating.
Nobody reads an encyclopedia anymore.
I do.
I don't have a set of encyclopedias.
Not actual encyclopedia. No, an encyclopedia. Never mind.
Encyclopedia
like
Brown.
Like A to Z?
No.
Well, four people are dead.
Sarah and I both laughed.
they were in an illegal U-turn and collided with a tractor-trailer carrying 8,500 pounds of gasoline.
Oh.
Or gallons, I should say.
Well, that is funny.
The tractor didn't explode as it slammed into the Toyota Camry in the two-lane road. Well, the man and the woman inside the car were dead when deputies got to the scene. The other woman died on the way to the hospital. Apparently, traffic tends to move pretty fast on that road.
Really?
They misjudged the amount of time they had.
I think that could go without saying. They thought that they were going to be able to clear it, and then, no. That's the official inquest report there. Run into a truck filled with gasoline. You know what that is? That was God backing up his bets. That was God just backing things up, just making sure, you know, just double-checking. All right, what are you guys giggling at?
You should read that one, too.
All right.
And then we'll have Dennis Pittenbarger.
Here's one more last one.
All right.
A rapper was nailed 2 years after a raid by his sweaty armpits. The knife wielding Leslie Bryan had his shirt ripped from his back as he raided a betting shop. They handed the soggy garment to cops after the 47-year-old bandit fled. Detectives kept it until they were able to use it recently.
Here's my soggy garment.
With new forensic techniques. The DNA tests on the robber's underarm perspiration threw up a perfect match for this fellow named Leslie Bryan.
Threw up a perfect match.
Mm-hmm.
Do we ever get those photos of Britney vomiting on her boyfriend?
We've tried.
Sarah?
Yeah, I saw them. It's gross, though.
Did you hear the publicist's excuse?
No.
So the story is that Britney is out pounding down long necks and doing whatever it is she does, the drinking and the partying and so forth. And she gets in the car with the boyfriend. I love you, sweet pea. I love you. Blah! Right onto him. There, of course, are the paparazzi, who I love more and more every day, because they're right there. Britney vomiting. Bam!
That's what I was looking for in L.A. more than anything. I was looking for paparazzi, and I didn't see any of them.
Fantastic. So she vomits on the boyfriend. Let me ask you this. Let's just play a little what would you do. Tim Riley.
Yes.
You are Britney's publicist.
Right.
I am the paparazzi. I say, hey, look at this. I got pictures of your client, Britney Spears, vomiting on her boyfriend in a car. Do you have any response? What's your response, PR person?
It's from the back medication that she's taking.
Okay. Sarah Dillon, hey, look, I got these pictures of your client, Britney Spears, vomiting on her boyfriend in a car.
Well, since you can't really see her doing the act, I would say that she could say she was eating something. Or, like, spilled something.
Okay, here's but you're closest, actually.
Still like pea soup.
You are the closest without going over, because the publicist's actual response was, quote, his hands are simply covered in peanut butter. I swear to God, that's her.
What?
That's Britney's publicist's actual.
All right, do you guys want to see the picture?
I heard that on Stephanie Miller this morning.
It's really gross.
And
it might brighten up a snow day.
And as Stephanie pointed out, that's creepy regardless, because why would you leave? I'm going to go driving. Cover my hands in peanut butter, please. I mean, why would you decide to leave the house? Wait, have I got my keys? Yes. Hat? Wallet? Hands covered in peanut butter? Check. Let's go. It's worse than the poo phone.
Oh, I know.
F-snow.
And I guess you got it all over his phone, too. There's another picture of him.
At least he didn't drop it in the toilet.
Seriously. The phone probably doesn't work, though. All right. Let's see, Rick. It was Corey Feldman that was Donatello. The sad part is I watched it last night on DVD.
Yeah.
All right, let's break now. We'll come back with, Dennis Pittenbarger. More of your phone calls. Like us at 3. Don and Mike at 7. It's the Rick Emerson Program. You stay there at 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Come back with this. Let's pretend that we just came back with this right here.
And now a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Good morning. This week, our nation's blacks celebrate the birth of the great civil rights leader, Martin Luther King. Or perhaps it's his death. Either way, this legendary American once stood with Abraham Lincoln on the steps of a great monument and asked the world, "What are you dreaming about?" We must never forget his great words. "I am dreaming," he said, "that we will one day increase the troops in whatever foreign war might be going on in the future." We must take heed to these wise words, for they are just as true today as they were when he spoke them some 400 years ago. We're always going to remember Martin Luther King for standing up to the powerful new steam-powered spike driver on the railroads. Martin Luther King was the fastest steel-driving man of his day. So one day he challenged the machine head-on in a great steel-driving contest. Who would win, man or machine? Though he collapsed and died in his effort, he freed all the slaves in the end, sealing his legacy forever. Enjoy your Martin Luther King holiday, and God bless you.
A public service of The Onion, brought to you by weeklyradioaddress.com.
Fantastic. All right, hello, it's the Rick Emerson radio program. We find an appropriate piece of music with which to welcome now to the... This is the snow sow. The snow sow, not to be confused with the foghorn. That's genius. There are moments I really do love, Scotty. Those moments occur very, very infrequently, and then they only last for like a second. But they're there. Dennis Pitzenbarger from the Fuel Show. Hello, sir. Were you here yesterday?
I was.
Do you have a list of things we were supposed to talk about yesterday?
Well, yeah.
How many of those things did we get to?
One.
Do you remember the others?
One was how you got the bad beat in
Shut up! Oh, why do you got to bring that up? Why do you got to bring up old stuff?
I don't know. I just, hey, you know, it comes down to this. Uh-huh. What did we learn about playing?
I'm not going to play poker anymore. Ever
no,
again.
No, what did we learn?
Ever again. Rick, we play aggressively. Limp in.
Little Mr. Emerson, what do you do with high pocket pairs?
You go in strong, especially because I was the short stack.
Thank you. Fine. The other, I can't really remember.
All right, thanks.
It was something about Sarah's drinking, which of course that was
addressed. Yeah, so... What happened in L.A.? So what else happened in Los Angeles while you were there? And then we'll talk to Aaron, who almost just killed a guy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so what's up? You were in L.A., you had lunch next to the guy from the outfield.
That's where it left off when I had to take it.
Well, we got there Friday night. We went to the Viper Room, got into the Viper Room for free. That was really random. The guy just let us in. I saw some horrible, like, Doors cover band. So we left there, went to the Rainbow.
Of course.
And stayed there, met up with my friend Brian, who lives there. And hung out with him for a while. And the next night, we were supposed to meet up with Storm. She wasn't feeling well, so we ended up going back to the Rainbow and then hung out with that guy from the outfield and then met this... met this random girl who has a website. She's the creator of this website where she basically hires girls to kick guys in the junk.
I don't understand.
It is the weirdest thing ever.
She runs a website, and so she's like a madam.
So she's a madam for this website.
For a website that matches up girls with guys, and the girls kick the guys in the
junk.
And
it's like videos and pictures. I've looked at this website. It's ridiculous.
Is it great?
It is hilarious.
That's like my footateria idea, except it's a foot into your groin.
Yeah, well, so we met this girl. She has like bright red hair, and you know, my friend Lisa has red hair. I had pink hair.
Yeah.
And she was all excited that
you could make money.
Well, we know she was excited. We all had the same color hair. So she's like, "Well, I'm going to go to an after party in the Hollywood Hills in this house with an elevator." I'm like, "Are you kidding?" So she took us, didn't realize how drunk she was.
You didn't tell me this.
Yeah.
You went to a party in the Hollywood Hills?
We went to a party in the Hollywood Hills in a house, like a four-story mansion with an elevator and a rooftop. Like, we stood on the roof and you could see all of L.A.
Oh, I can't believe
drinking,
you didn't tell me any of this.
Yeah, drinking, like, fancy, like, vodka, orange juice drink thing.
Fantastic. People like serving you, like walking by, you don't even know what you're drinking. They just have a tray full of fancy-looking cocktails.
It was a weird assortment of people. I felt like I was...
It was like an entourage party, wasn't it? It was totally one of those...
No, it wasn't as classy as an entourage party, but they had a recording studio down in the basement, this huge, full-on soundproof room recording
studio. Who owned the house, do you know?
This guy named Marcus, who worked in real estate. We just went with the girl because she was really nice, and she's like, oh, you guys have never been to L.A.?
Did you meet the guy who owned the house?
Yeah. Yeah, he was British.
I mean, I could just imagine the character mix in a place like that. In a Hollywood Hills.
It was bizarre. There were, like, really nicely dressed people. There were people who looked, there was this small Japanese woman there who looked like a prostitute. It was just, like, these people who were all claiming to be actors.
Like they do.
You know.
I really want to develop the script.
Yeah, it was really, really weird. And then we woke up the next morning totally hungover, went to the Chateau Marmont.
Now, was that expensive? Did you have to pay? Or were you
$20 for a salad.
Really? How much was the total bill at the Chateau Marmont?
Including tip, $54.
And just for two salads?
For two salads and two iced teas.
You were totally a tourist, too, weren't you? What's the cheapest thing on the menu? You were like me on my prom date. Like, what's the, can you just order a salad? I'm just going to get olive water. And it's totally like, what's the cheapest possible experience I can have at the Chateau Marmont?
The salad was very good. And then we didn't see anybody, and Lisa and I were all depressed. We're like, great, we met some, you know, guy from the outfield, and Lucas Rossi.
Lucas Rossi from Rockstar Super.
Yeah, and so I tried to talk
to him.
What's
he still doing in L.A.? Aren't they on tour?
I don't know.
Working out poorly?
He was there with his girlfriend, who he proceeded to fight with the entire evening.
Fantastic. Yeah. Was he drunk?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, excellent.
Oh, yeah.
What about Ryan Starr? Was he there?
Ryan Starr looked like a douche. He was sitting there with all of his black eye makeup on.
Sitting there being a sad clown.
Yeah, I didn't even want to approach him.
I am number four. sitting in a corner, Scotty J style.
But at the Chateau Marmont, we actually ended up sitting next to Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, who were like teeny and chain-smoking and wearing huge glasses.
Do you ever think about this? Because I think about this stuff all the time, and maybe this reveals more about me than is appropriate. But did you ever, like, not that I'm like a guy who knows people, but, you know, we've met our share of people who are either famous or quasi-famous. And, you know, over in radio you get to do that sometimes. And when you're in that circumstance, like you're sitting next to, and Dennis, you've done that too, like guys in the automotive world especially.
Sure.
When you're like there and you're sitting next to Ashley and Mary-Kate Olsen and you're having lunch, do you ever think this? You ever like, I could kill them. I could kill them and my place in history would be secure. I think about that stuff all the time. Like, I wouldn't do it, and I haven't done it, as far as anybody in this room knows. But you think, like, I think that, like, I could. Like, I'm all like, what? You're just giving me the finger across the throat. No, I didn't really do it. Don't you ever think that? You ever think yourself, you're like, no, because you read those stories, right, about, like, you think about those guys that you remember only because, what? I'm not going to kill the Olsons. Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying you can't just fold your arms and withdraw from the conversation, Sarah.
I'm sitting here listening. Dig your hole.
I'm not saying I'm going to kill the Olsons. I would never say that publicly. Because then you lack the element of surprise. No, you know, remember the soy bomb guy that ran on stage? Was it during Bob Dylan's performance?
Yes.
Don't you ever think about that? Like we'll remember that guy forever. Do you ever think about when there is a camera or you're with a celebrity? Like I told you, this is the best example. My friend Todd has this thing where he has said, you know, that he said if he ever meets, because he's a huge Aerosmith fan, and he's always said that he wants to meet Steven Tyler, and if he ever does, or if he's ever, like, in the front row, if he is ever within sight of Steven Tyler, he wants to, like, set himself on fire. Steven Tyler, look over here! And he's like, because Steven Tyler would remember me forever. He's like, you know, he's like 20 years later, I'd be like, I'm the guy who's on fire. And Steven Tyler would be like, yeah, you know, and we'd totally know who he was. I think about that stuff all the time. Like when I keep saying Wendy, but at Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, like if you were to throw a live lobster at them while they were at lunch at the Chateau Marmont, if you're like, Mary-Kate, wham, and throw a live lobster, they would remember you forever. I think about that stuff constantly. Like, what could you do? Like if they were to look over at you and you were to like and you were just to pelt them with hummus, like they would never forget you. What? That's not so weird.
You talk like a crazy person.
You guys can't this weird silent treatment to me.
You do it to me all the time. I come in here, I say the most obscure things.
I'm just saying what we're all thinking.
I mean, you have a much... I mean, I have to admit that Sarah has a much better shot at replacing one of the Olsen twins. I mean, she could, you know, like, just do Crank for, like, you know, 8 months, go to wafer thin, you know, yeah. like, Skeletor mode.
By, like, pointy witch boot.
Yeah, and just the giant
and
glasses.
Wear trench coats.
If you were sitting next to Angelina Jolie... You're sitting next to Angelina Jolie at a diner and you release a spider monkey under her. She'd remember you. That's all I'm saying.
But why should it be important to me... whether or not a celebrity remembers me.
Not you, but I mean, that would make people, I mean, you know, you'd have your little place, your little marker, a little I was here.
I think they came up with the Brady Bill because of something like that.
let's see. Aaron, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
This is the longest commute I've ever had.
Yeah, yeah. What commute are you doing? How long does it normally take, and how long is it taking today?
Well, my commute's from Beaverton to Gresham.
Okay.
And usually it's around 45 minutes. It's doing pretty good so far today. However, I've been seeing the weirdest things. I almost got chicken out by a truck. Decided to do a, I don't know, to jackknife itself for the heck of it.
Okay.
And one truck seems chain looked like it was ready to explode. Saw a max packed full of people. Looked like so sad. And I saw a truck with tracks on it. Like the only truck they have. Not wheels, just like...
Oh, yeah, with one of those, like, the treads. Yeah.
And they still slid because they were trying to accelerate too much.
Man, you know, the weirdest thing was seeing those buses downtown. Because you think of buses as being, you know, real strong and, you know, they don't get whatever, they don't slide, they don't lose control. Buses just scattered all over downtown like so many Hot Wheels cars just blocking the roads. It was the weirdest sensation today.
And yeah. Some schools are still open. The heck?
Well, I mean, you know, but we got listeners all over the country. We got, you know, listeners like in Denver. I know our friend Seamus listens in Denver. And I know right now he's just laughing at us because it's like 10 below there and there's 50 feet of snow and there has been for like a year. And everything's still open, you know. They're just, F it, you know, and they're just carving out snow tunnels to get to the store, you know. So.
I had that problem when I was in school, see?
Yeah.
Like 8 feet of snow on the ground. I still was like, oh, you're fine. Get the school.
Yeah. All right. Well, drive safely, my friend. Go home and drink a lot.
I can't.
Well, sure you can. You can do anything you want in this world. You're an American.
Yeah, I'm an American, but you know, I don't like drinking that much. I go home to sleep.
All right. Well, that works, too. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, bye.
And there you go.
Anyway. I have to say, I don't know if I'm the official or somewhat self-appointed car person of this radio program.
Yeah.
But people are idiots.
Oh, no. Totally.
You have no idea. I got to work on time this morning. And as I was funneling to the bottleneck called the east end of the Hawthorne Bridge, some complete moron in their Honda Civic is sideways in the entrance. Now, I can understand one of the buses slipped. They're not chained up. Things happen. I'm sorry. The guy stops in the middle of the road, and he's sitting there spinning, just with this blank look, wheels spinning, not car moving at all.
Well, the buses got caught without warning. Other cars had no excuse.
But this is the thing. I take a right onto MLK. Go down about four blocks, kind of ease my way over to the other way, whip around onto Union, flip down so I can take the Clover back up onto the Hawthorne Bridge because obviously this moron has no idea the fact that he's just sitting there blankly, not moving,
right.
Hands on the wheel, 10 and 2, wheel spinning, car not moving.
Hoping that something will magically get his car back.
Yeah,
the Great Gazoo will appear.
Exactly, the traction fairy will come and throw salt in front of his car. It takes me at least, I mean, I am not kidding you, an honest 10 minutes to get back around to the Clover to get up on the Hawthorne. What do I see when I pull up on the Hawthorne? The same guy.
Same guy.
In the same place. I look up Hawthorne. It is bottlenecked all the way to the turn.
Dude, I got to tell you, as I said this morning, it takes me 10 minutes to get here normally. It took me 2 hours this morning. Three cars abandoned on the on Powell. Not in a lane either, just randomly.
Oh, yeah.
Not pulled over to the shoulder.
All my tires
abandoned, and so we all have to, like, and it's like an obstacle course suddenly. I mean, it's, you know, and the thing is, I don't have a four-wheel drive. I'm not trying to brag about my driving skills, but look, I got a Ford Focus. I'm not driving an outdoor vehicle. No studs, no tires, no traction, no chains. I just don't push the car beyond what it can do. I drove 15 miles an hour. I was braking early.
Lots of distance.
And
not that hard.
Following distance, I steered very gradually. If I felt myself starting to skid, I turned into the slide. I braked, you know, whatever.
Well, I did have fun this morning sitting with the head honcho of this fine CBS radio cluster, reading the emails with him.
I can't make it into work today.
Because my giant SUV slips down the hill. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have fun snowboarding.
Seriously. And my $80,000 sport utility vehicle won't get me out of the suburbs.
Yeah.
Bunch of sissies.
I had some fun with that.
Andy, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
You know, you were saying or maybe I was just thinking about the people that think like you do as far as the Olsen twins and that kind of stuff. I may have had a drink or two. You know who else thinks like you do or who else thought like you do? John Hinckley.
Okay, there's no need. Why does it got to be like that? There's no need to make that comparison. I am simply saying that if you were to be...
Are you trying to impress Jodie Foster?
No. No, I am not, sir.
You know she was 12.
You all are making
you
this...
I'm half drunk, and that's creepy.
What are you drunk on?
Whiskey and Diet 7-Up. I sent you the damn email. Pay attention.
I'm sorry. Let me go whip myself in a corner for not separating you up from the... Because you're the only drunken member of the audience, of course. Oh, yeah, you're that listener that was drinking. Yes.
Yeah. Let's leg wrestle, bitch. No, let's...
Are you done? Are you through?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go away now.
Have a nice day.
Hang up the phone. Hang it up. Thank you. All right, there you go.
I will agree with you in some regard, Rick. I do watch certain race car drivers who are complete tools, and I just think if I took them beyond the trailer, bashed their skull in with a tire iron, put on their racing suit and their helmet, they would never know it's me driving.
That's like way over what I was saying. Why do you always... I keep having you back, though, because you always say... You make me look so normal by comparison sometimes. I'm just talking about throwing a spider monkey at Angelina Jolie. I wasn't talking about putting anybody in a shallow grave by the railroad track.
You're talking about smuggling a spider monkey into a restaurant in the middle of L.A.?
Think about strangling a bum. All right. Let's see. Let's break. We'll come back with Tim Riley, pay a final visit to the Ministry of Truth, talk to Brad, the car guy here.
I should probably talk about what I'm driving for once.
Brad, the car guy. Dennis Pitzenbarger's here from The Fuel Show. You stay there, we return. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. Don't go anywhere. In just a moment, we'll talk to Brad, the car guy here. We got Dennis Pitzenbarger as well. Like us at 3, Dynamike at 7. We're live today. We'll be live tomorrow. I don't care what everybody else does. We'll be here doing live radio because it's what we do. Ladies and gentlemen, in that vein, make way for Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Fresh jackknife semi northbound of the I-5 with the Markham off-ramp. The ramp is closed. Also, if you get caught on any of the area freeways without change, $700 fine. If you put them on wrongly, you'll find $395. So that's that. City employees, you can go home at 3 o'clock, pack up your stuff and get out of here. 70 buses crashed due to not having chains. Actually, they were stuck in the snow. And one transportation worker fell and broke his arm. So we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but it'll turn out to be much worse than they're predicting. And we'll be here for all that beginning at 11 o'clock.
Fantastic. It's
You're
what we
on
do.
Your own until we're back.
You've been warned. Your life isn't... You know, the couple guys aren't even going home. They're staying... I swear to God, they're staying at the Marriott downtown tonight.
Oh. Good for them. I'd rather be home. We're not spending company money.
Well done. Tim Riley is a company man. Mm-hmm. I want everybody to remember that. Tim Riley is a team player. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley, greatest newsman in the history of the world. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. All right. Let's see here. Dennis Pitzenbarger is here. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right. Brad, the car guy, is here as well. What's up?
Hey, going to say something that I've probably said many times. Sarah, thank you for not being Rick.
What the hell is that?
Well, I mean, I did make a call, get her into the chateau for the outside sightseeing, and I'm glad that, you know, the Olsen twins are alive too.
I did nothing to embarrass you, Brad. I didn't even take out my camera. I kind of felt that wouldn't be acceptable.
I wouldn't really attack the Olsen twins. It was just a flight of fancy.
Well, you know, what's interesting is my flight of fancy goes somewhat the other direction. I got an invite to the chateau. I'm at the airport, unfortunately. You know, the baggage and long stories. I didn't get to get there in time, but my friend was sitting next to Pam Anderson. And there was Pam Anderson and somebody else. But she had just got through a divorce. I had my whole wrap down. I was sure in my head that I was going to pick her up by the end of the evening.
Totally, give her a little consolation prize.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Is she on your list, Brad?
Yeah, no, she's not on my list, unfortunately.
No, I think your wife would make an exception.
I've got a couple on the list, but unfortunately, I'm going to get a chance to meet her, so that's not. She's not real happy about that.
Well, you know, into each life, some rain must fall.
But I did want to point out that for every thousand person's calamities and discomfort, there is opportunity for some. So for the body shops and everything else, we do have to remember that this is a cash cow season now.
Oh, no, it's true. No. This is a good... You know that they just look outside of their windows and just cackle like Mr. Burns.
Yeah, don't count on getting any deals right now.
No, that's not really going to happen. I'm just glad
that's
I'm
you should
have
be...
seats in my Forerunner.
I know you feel so special that Jay's going to help
you. I am. No, and like I said, I'll pay... He could charge me $5 billion and I'd pay it. I just need something that isn't going to get me stuck. All right.
And I'm sure Dennis and I will pass on our car guy expertise and help your listeners out.
It is always appreciated. All right, brother, thank you. Drive safely.
Yeah. Brad, thanks again for everything. We had so much fun.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you, Brad. All right, that's Brad.
You're so jealous you can't even see straight.
I'm not even going to deny it.
Hello.
Hello, Dante, the cab driver. What's up, brother?
Hey, man, I just saw a TriMet bus on 45th Avenue between Johnson Creek and just north of Johnson Creek, and they apparently tried to get up the hill, couldn't do it, slid down sideways, and slammed into a line of like three cars.
Oh.
They've got freaking Range Rover sandwiched between a Nissan.
Were these cars that were driving or these cars parked?
No, these were parked. They were all parked along the side, nice and safe, because they couldn't get up the hill. And then the bus comes along and slams all of them into each other. Just beautiful.
I don't remember the last time, like 3 years ago, it being this bad. People would keep their cars at home, I think.
Were these expensive top-of-the-line SUVs?
They were, in fact. There's a Range Rover, like I said, sandwiched between a Nissan Pathfinder, and I think it might have been a Toyota 4Runner or something. But
sometimes
my point being that, yeah. Everybody, go home. And if you're walking, stay off the streets, or I will kill you.
Okay, thanks. See, that's a threat, Sarah. I was just being whimsical. That right there, that's a guy who means it.
A postman is a person in your neighborhood.
Here's a man who has no sympathy for my weather plight today, Mailman Chris.
No. I'm glad you took heed to my warning this morning.
Yeah, no, Chris, I forget what you said, but you sent an email like, do not,
I said, don't, do not say one word about how bad you've got it, or I will snowshoe in there and bitch slap you.
Are you really wearing snowshoes?
Where are my shoes?
I should have been. I should be. No, I've got these things strapped onto my shoes.
Oh, they're like
chains.
They're Yak Tracks, right?
Yak Tracks,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, those things are. They dumb name, great product. They're like little metal springs that wrap around your shoe, and they act like little metal treads to keep you from slipping. They're great. They are a fantastic invention.
Yeah, I'm only about 2.5 hours behind.
Yeah, well. I feel for you. I really do. I mean, and this is one of those days where I really do admire the fact that the Postal Service does not stop, man. I mean, they don't. You guys don't quit. You are sort of the T-1000. So.
My banner's just funny.
Mailman Chris.
Yeah.
Did you have yesterday off?
I did.
I didn't. Boo-hoo. Saying, everybody,
You're sitting in a warm studio right now, Dennis. He's basically snowshoeing around the city, trying to avoid cars that people don't know how to drive.
I love Chris. I'm just giving him a hard time.
He's out there trying to deliver like car magazines to your pampered ass.
Well, from what I hear, they read them at the post office anyway.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I have a lot of love for Chris. Chris knows I love him.
I have nothing but respect for postal carriers and delivery drivers of all kinds. I have nothing but respect. So you all know that. So.
And we appreciate it. You know, I'll give you some love back there, Rick. You got everything today.
Yeah, bitches, that's right. That is exactly the fashion in which I, Rick Emerson, roll.
So that takes you down to one.
Bam! That's what I'm talking about right there, my friends. All right.
I think you've got a full load of Mac today.
I've got a full load of Matt?
Mac.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't really know. I don't really know what kind
of
parties.
Did you like the meat?
I don't even know what you all are talking about. All right, Chris. Well, I would say keep warm and all that stuff, but I mean, you already know that, and I'm not really sure that it's possible. So,
hey, I'm plenty warm. I got about 17 layers on. Like last year, I get hit by a car while I'm walking down the sidewalk. I bounce.
Did you get hit by a car last year?
Yeah, last like January. walking down 82nd, some guy slid out of control, popped the curb, and just hit me.
Oh.
Going like 5 miles an hour, I bounced off the hood of his car and just kind of bounced down the street a little bit.
That's funny. Just sort of like Violet Beauregard, like a big blueberry, just rolling down the street.
And as a testament to the post office, picked up my mail, went right back to
That's
work.
That's what I'm talking about. That's because you are you are a Mac. You are at full Mac capability. You're at Mac Warp 10 or something. I've got to quit with that. Chris, all right, man, we'll make it through today. Go home and drink.
I think I'm gonna have a Viso driver tonight.
God bless you. There you go.
All right, talk to you later.
Thank you. That's a Viso driver. What is that? I gotta figure out. All right. Fuel show coming up this weekend, 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturday, followed by the Timnasium from 4 to 6. So, and then I found out something. You guys are not going to be the first ones to use the new studio.
Oh, why did we get shorted on that?
Because it is all about the Rick Emerson program.
Oh, I knew that.
No, it's because we're going to be in the third day, 13 days. I thought that our last day here is the 26th of January in this studio, the Rick Emerson Studio West. 3:07. As soon as we're off the air, they're going to come in literally with like screwdrivers and like start, you know, and like cutters and clippers and pulling things out.
I had a conversation with Jeff. He actually picked up two pairs of clippers and said, at 3:07, I will be going into the studio and basically unwiring.
And they're going to take out everything except your microphones, and they're going to leave those so you guys can do the show on Saturday. And then the very first program for the Rick Emerson Studio East will be on Monday the 29th, and that'll be this very fine radio program. So in your face.
It's okay. You're the man.
Yeah,
I know. You're much more of a Mac than I am.
I know. I just get...
You can rub it in. Go ahead.
We get... and I'm not trying to complain, but I'm saying... You know, it's not like, relatively speaking, you know, we sometimes don't get a lot of, you know, we sometimes don't get perks.
You're getting the palace you deserve. It's a very nice studio.
I'm just saying, and I don't mean to sound like I'm complaining, I'm really not, but I'm saying very rarely do you get, you know, have we ever been like the ones to get the brand new microphone, you know, the brand new whatever, the brand new this, and so, you know, it's kind of cool to have that.
As a car guy, I can tell you this, you walk in that studio and it is like the new car smell.
But I'm saying, CBS, they stepped up, they gave us the brand new stuff, so we're looking forward to using it. Dennis Pitzenberger, Fuel Show 9 to 11. We went to thank CNN Radio correspondents, Lisa Goddard, I'm sorry, Bob Costantini, sorry, let's not tell him that, and Jim Roop. Stay safe, be safe, walk carefully, especially if you're going to the liquor store, which you really ought to do, and then go home and drink, kids. The Rick Emerson Show produced at NRA, Intelligence, Eric Stone, Payment, 70 Celsius Radio, Scotty Chase, our PA, Dave Zinn, Tim Roddy, you know the rest. We'll see you tomorrow live. Don't go anywhere. Bye.